You know, when we say thine is the power, thine is the glory, it means I've laid aside my will and embraced his. I'm going to tell you, that's the only thing that's going to work in families, if you quit doing it your way. If you'll surrender to God's way. Have you read your Bible? You go down at whatever river you choose that's flowing mightily and stick out your rod and say, be opened. Now, if you'd have had a bunch of people at the river, I'd tell you exactly what you'd do. You'd send out two parties. You go this way and see if there's a dock or a bridge. You go this way and see if there's a boat. And bring me back a report. We got to have a dock or a bridge or a boat. That's the only way we'd know to solve anything. That's the only way we'd know to cross that river. But Almighty God says, I have a way. I have a way. Stretch out your rod over that sea and say, be open, and that sea will part. And since they walked through on dry land, if that sea had parted and God hadn't blown the breath of his wind, his spirit, his breath upon it, it would have been mushy. You can't roll water back and then it's solid ground. And yet the scripture says, I'm standing on solid ground. If you want to stand on solid ground in your marriage, in your home, you got to stand on the word of the living God. You got to lay it up in your heart. Here's the thing that is so amazing to me. One lady asked me this. That's what prompted me to think about it. 2 or 3 weeks ago, she was giving advice to someone else. And she said to them, well, you saw your mother pray in tongues, didn't you? And the little girl said, no, I don't think so. We can't ask our children to do what we're not doing. Are you going to obey God? Are you going to hear from God? You know the Holy Ghost dwells in you. He's there to give you the mind of Christ, to teach you all things, to bring all things to your remembrance. That's in John chapter 16. And if you know that, if you learn to rely on him, you learn to cling to him, you say, Holy Ghost, what is it? What is it? I kept saying, what is it? What is it? There's something. We blame the world. We blame the school system. We blame the temptations. But there's something that we've done wrong. There's something, and I know there is. And I heard that in the spirit. You've allowed independence to precede maturity. Now, I don't mean we're going to go back to the farm where the old boy stayed on the farm till he was 28. Times have changed. I know that. You know that. And yet, Almighty God knows how to orchestrate the life of a family, the life of a husband, the life of a wife, so that things are successful. He wants you to have heaven upon earth, and heaven upon earth comes as you lay his word in your heart, and you become obedient to that word, and you let the Holy Ghost guide you. He who's on the inside. There was a lady at our church talked to me about some things, and she had some problems, and she came back to me weeks later. I like to call people by name, like to look in their eyes and call them by name, but couldn't remember her name. I remembered it was really short. She's talking to me, and I'm looking in her eyes, and I'm going, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. But on the end, I said, Holy Ghost, what was her name? Now, that may not be important to you, but that's important to me. I said, what is her name? What is her name? What is her name? I couldn't remember. Save your life. I thought, it's Ann. No. Beth. No. And every short name I could think of, I thought, no, that's not right. That's just not right. So I was walking around our circular corridor, and I said to my friend, you remember that lady came to talk to me? What's her name? She said, oh, I can't remember. So I went this way, and she went that way, and we met on the other side, but by the time we got to both sides, the Holy Ghost had spoken to both of us. I mean, on the inside, her name just floated up, just as down here. Do you know your spirit man is the best computer system in the face of the earth? Because the Holy Ghost is in there, and he knows all things and brings all things to your remembrance. I'm so glad. I knew exactly what her name was. I said, you don't have to tell me, I already know. Because there's someone on the inside. And that person on the inside is going to guide you successfully. Now, the scripture talks about submission. Jesus was submissive to his Father. And it's obvious that there had some other things going on, because in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, not my will, but thine be done. See, we're going to lay aside our will. We're going to lay aside our way, because we want the Spirit to obey. We want the Word to work mightily and the power of heaven to reign and rule. So we're going with the Spirit and the Word. That's the heavenly tool. Oh, and there's more tools, you see. There's praise and worship. Singing songs and making melody in your heart. I don't know if you know, but I'll tell you. When it talks about being filled with the Spirit, it gives us three things that show you're filled with the Spirit. We talk about the first one, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. And we major in that, and that's a good thing. And then it says, giving thanks always. And if we get that far, then we quit. But there are three things listed there. The third one is submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. And if you're not making melody, speaking to yourself, giving thanks, and submitting, you'll never be full. And if you're not full of God, you're going to have trouble being obedient.